I'm Charmaine. I'm from Orange Park, Florida.
Charmaine. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's a great privilege to speak to you, George. My what if is if 11 years ago I had not received a phone call from a friend who I've had for 11 years, I don't think my life would be saved today. I had a store, five stores at the time. I'm Native American.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a store 11 years ago, and a man called me up and said, do you sell any Indian things? And I laughed. I said, yes, I'm Indian. I happen to sell Indian things. He said, well, I'm looking for a real Indian store. I said, well, I'm real Indian. I'd never met this man, never seen him before. His voice sounded familiar.
Yeah.
He found my store, walked through the door, and the minute he walked through the door, at the time, I was in a domestic violence situation and then had been married for about 20 years, and he walked through the door and looked at me, and I looked at him, and this was not like the thing where you look across the room and see that moony-eyed look. It was like he walked through the door, and I said, it's you. He said, it's me, and I'm here to save you. And we knew immediately that we knew each other from 200 years ago.
Whoa!
And that immediately he said, I said, it's you. And he said, it's me, and I'm here to save you.
Just like that.
This is 11 years ago. We, you know how Sylvia always says that things that you borrow, you give back. Well,
right.
During the 11 years, we have not lived together, but we have given things to each other that we believe 200 years ago, we both have. He sketches, and I'm an artist.
So now let's go back a little bit. So you two, over the 11 years, stayed close.
Yes.
As friends, or did you date?
As friends.
All right.
As friends.
How did he save you in this particular case?
He pulled me out of a domestic violence situation that when I needed to get out of that situation where I would have been killed, he directly pulled me out, or I would have ended up they have certain bricks in certain places where domestic violence victims' names are written,
yeah.
And I would have been one of those.
You would have been one of those bricks.
And the way we found out, we knew we were Sioux 200 years ago because we could speak to each other in Sioux, and it was very strange. It sounds very strange, but we would go to powwows and speak to the Sioux in Sioux, and they would look at us and say, "You are old spirits. You are Lakota." It's really amazing.
It is amazing.
And they accepted us as part of the tribe.
How come you, I guess, never dated this guy if he was that close?
Because we have not given everything back, as Sylvia says to each other, that she says, you borrow what you take. And so we had, you know, borrowed things from each other. And it was funny. We would go to a store and buy something, and the other person would go in the store, and I would say, gee, that's a nice blanket to the lady. And he would come in later, and he would buy the blanket. Well, the blanket was mine, and the pottery was his.
That's weird.
And we would give pottery, and he would say, I saw that pottery in that store and told the lady that was my pottery. And I said, well, I told her that was my blanket. Well, we have the same vision. He's drawn it of me laying down on this blanket. Well, the blanket we found out from the Sioux was the reason we weren't near the tribe was we died of smallpox during that time. And as the man said earlier, it was a time of planetary enlightenment, 1755. We died in 1756 of smallpox. And I laid there, the baby laid there, and he laid there and died. He was my husband at the time. But we have since remained friends and given gifts to each other from that time period. It has to be from that time period.
Well, he is what Joseph Jacobs would call a life mate. Not a soul mate, but a life mate, because there's no question then that these things have happened before. That's an incredible story, too.